1935, it rained so hard. I lived on 20th Street. It rained so hard, and the backlash of the roof was so heavy, I couldn't see my neighbor's house. That was in the morning, right after breakfast. Woodard Ranch, which is north of Dehennis, one of the larger ranches left, had over 21 inches. And I told my wife, I used to walk to the office in those days. I said, well, I believe I'll take the car this morning, and I did. And when I hit the highway, I looked up there, and boy, I saw cars everywhere. I said, oh, somebody had a bad accident, I guess, wreck. Well, I got closer, I saw why. That whole street, everything was flooded water over the railroad tracks. And by 9 o'clock, we were down in that, as the Mexicans call it, barrio. It means a low place where a lot of Mexicans lived, and hauled out Mexicans by the wholesale. Bagged trucks in old-time high-bed trucks, and hauled them out into the courthouse. We had our courthouse sloppy full of Mexicans, wet Mexicans, I mean wet. We tried to, one room house, about 10 by 10, an old woman and her son was about 40 years old, I guess. He's nearsighted, little short, stucky one. She was floating around in the room, sitting on a mattress. I don't think she weighed 80 pounds. And I wondered how we'd get her out of there, because water in the deepest place was this deep, get to the truck. So I saw a washtub hanging on the wall. Told my partner, said, here's our answer. We sat the old lady in the washtub, and she'd fold up in there like nobody's business, and took the handles and just floated her out, went on. Well, the other two were with us. They took her nearsighted son, and here they had trouble with him. He was so short, he'd kind of getting underwater, and he bounced him up and down. Here come a keg, wooden keg floating down, about a 10-gallon wooden keg. They said, that's the thing, and they grabbed the keg and put him on top of it. Well, I told my partner, watch that, that's going to be funny. Because they held him by the arms. He had to hold the keg with his leg. That was almost impossible. And I knew all at once he gave away, they'd just flip him upside down, he'd go down. Which he did. We hauled Mexicans out till 11 o'clock. I had forgotten that I had my pocket watch. One of my parents gave me for graduation from college. And on the way home, I thought about it, looked at it, it's full of water, running still. It hadn't gotten in the works, see? And show how little thinking I did. Instead of taking the face off where the water was, I opened it at the back, which was easy. When I did, it just... Well, I dried it out. About 2 years later, it lost a little time. I took it to a jeweler's in San Antonio. He looked in and said, my stars, where did you have that watch? All that mud in there, he said. And I told him, I said, well, you're lucky it's a good watch. Any other watch, it wouldn't be running anymore. Still have it.
Well, you know, if you have a lot of lightning popping around along with the rain out here, what do you call a storm like that?
Thunderstorm.
Is it possible to have a storm with just lightning and no rain?
Oh yeah.
What would you call that?
Well, I guess just a lightning, but I don't really know that we call it anything. But that has happened any number of times, and especially at Devil's Lake next to Rio Grande. We go fishing there. I always say that could lighten and thunder more and do less than I ever saw anything. Boy, you think, the whole sky would come down. Nothing.